Smita, here's one which came in from Second Life. Archivist Llewellyn says, is it true there's evidence that avatars have been controlled in things like Second Life, where he's listening, using brainwaves?
Yeah, from the neuroscience conference I went to just this week, I think there's been a lot of success actually working that way with brain-machine interfaces, and that's sort of translating brainwave activity into a digital form so you can then actually control machines using your brainwave activity. So it wouldn't surprise me if people have been working on that kind of issue.